Good morning, everyone, and I hope you're all well today. It's another fantastic Friday, and the weather appears to be lovely. As it's so sunny, remember to make sure you apply your sunscreen before you go out. In the pupil check-ins, you've been telling us about some of the things you've been doing outside, including long walks, reading in the garden, and some of you have been going out into the paddling pools. When we're spending lots of time outside, we do need to remember the slip, slap, slop routine. Slipping on a t-shirt, slapping on a hat, and slopping on the sun cream. Don't forget the tops of your ears, because lots of people do, and it's very painful when they get sunburned. You also need to drink more water when it's hot, especially when you exercise and become a bit sweaty. That way, we keep ourselves safe from too much sun, becoming dehydrated, and from sunburn. And that's important. Again, safety first. I spoke with the captains and vice-captains yesterday, and it was lovely to speak with them. They had answered lots of questions, and they gave me plenty of ideas, suggestions, and opinions. One of the things that they said is that it can be quite lonely in lockdown, especially if you don't have any brothers and sisters who are staying with you at home. And you only get to talk to the people that you have phone numbers for. You miss your other friends from your class. They enjoyed hearing each other's voices, even if all they could see was the avatars of the people in the meeting. We had a long discussion about what they liked about Teams and what they liked about learning at home, what they thought were the best bits and what we could improve, and if there was anything else we could do or that they would like to see. One of the things they talked about was the frustration of people saying hi to each other in the class learning chat. That's where you post questions to your teacher about the work. They found that the chat was getting filled up by people saying hi, 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 and they made them lose their place. So they asked if we could make sure everyone chatted in the social team instead. I was impressed by the well-thought-out answers they gave me yesterday, and I was so proud of them. I'll be speaking to other groups of you over the next few weeks, so look out for your invitation. As it's Fantastic Friday, Miss McCulloch will be posting her assembly in the Celebrate team, and Mr. Devlin will be hosting the family bingo at 2 o'clock on the social team, and as usual, you'll find all the instructions for joining in on the social team. Wow Week starts on Monday. Some of you have been very, very close in your guesses about what it's all about. There will be activities posted every day on Teams. The teachers all have a timetable of activities. There are how-to videos and fun videos of staff to watch. And don't worry, if you can't access Teams, we're going to put everything on the blog and through the school app as well. It's going to be lots of fun, and I hope you're all going to enjoy it. Everything you're going to do next week is related to WOW, and there are lots and lots of activities that you might choose to do. But please remember, there are so many activities up there that we definitely don't expect you to do them all. Choose the ones that you're interested in and that link with your talents and interests. But you might also want to try some new things as well. Perhaps you will discover a new skill or talent that you didn't know you had. I certainly did. Finally, primary one joke time. Why do bananas have to put sunscreen on before they go to the beach? Because they might peel. Have a fantastic day. Enjoy some of the fresh air and work hard. I'll speak to you again on Monday, and I'll announce what WOW stands for. Bye.